From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. It has been more than a week since a cyclone slammed into the coast of Bangladesh, and it's still too early to know just how many people were killed. The current official death count is about 3,200, but that number is expected to increase as aid workers reach deeper into remote areas. The relief effort is still ramping up. Today, a U.S. naval ship arrived, loaded with helicopters to help deliver supplies. The situation is dire, especially in far-flung areas along the Bay of Bengal. Associated Press correspondent Sam Dolnick visited some of those areas this week.
It's grim out there. These areas are just really ravaged. These are bamboo and straw huts, the occasional brick home or tin tea shop, and they were just flattened by the storm. Rubble everywhere. Sometimes there's just no remnant that there was even a house there. Sometimes it's a roof twisted like a soda can. The roads are blocked by fallen trees. Ponds and rice paddies are flooded. Potholes everywhere.
And it's been 8 days now since the cyclone hit. Has aid started arriving in these communities?
It's trickling in. Not enough aid, and there's some villages that haven't got any at all. But yes, there's some. They're delivering rice, medical care, clean water. But as I say, it's not enough, and it's not reaching a lot of people. People are in some of these isolated villages are scared, and hungry, and getting desperate.
And when they get desperate, that's when things can get very ugly.
Yeah, I was at a relief center hours from a main road. They were handing out rice, and there were thousands of people pushing and crowding, trying to fight their way in there to get the rice. And it got so tense that actually a pretty brutal fist fight broke out among the crowd. Men really hitting each other and just, you know, it got scary.
One big fear is that with the water supply contaminated, that will lead to an outbreak of waterborne diseases. And I gather they're starting to see that happen. There have been some deaths among children from diarrhea.
Right. All the aid groups, the Bangladesh government, foreign governments, everyone involved is trying to contain that. So they're rushing medical care. They're rushing in clean water. They're really trying to urge people not to drink the dirty water. Some of these villages, you know, if they don't have clean water, people are going to get sick, and clean water just isn't getting there fast enough.
I understand that there's a Navy vessel, the USS Kearsarge, that has arrived, and that there are U.S. helicopters that will be helping get the aid out there. When does that start?
That's supposed to start Saturday morning, actually, and there are high hopes that that is going to really speed things along. There's another U.S. ship with a couple dozen helicopters. So combined with that first ship, those helicopters, all that aid, they're hoping that they'll finally be able to get to some of these really remote villages that they had been struggling to reach. And actually, it's unclear how welcome the United States is going to be now. I'm in Dhaka now, and it's their Friday prayers. I went to the city's biggest mosque this afternoon, right after the prayers, and there was a large anti-American demonstration, actually. A few hundred people were gathered chanting, "We don't need warships, go home America," and really protesting the United States' involvement in offering of aid. My guess is that that's not the general feeling across the country. I think most people are happy for help wherever they can get it.
Sam Dolnick, a South Asia correspondent for the Associated Press. He spoke with us from Dhaka, Bangladesh. Sam, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa. Take care.